Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, and thanks for joining me, Greer Jackson, on this cosmic quest. Here's what David wrote in with.
If we put a mirror millions of light years away and reflected back the Earth, could we see what Earth looked like millions of years ago?
A million years ago, only very early species of humans had begun to evolve, and much debate surrounds what they were doing. Like, could they control fire? And did they have language? By putting a mirror in space, could we find out? I put this to Cambridge's Anna Harahan. First, though, let's just unpack this astronomical question. What is a light year?
So when we look up at the night sky, we're actually seeing the stars as they were sometime in the past, because the light that's reaching us from these stars today has left the stars possibly hundreds or thousands of years ago.
Does that mean then, if there are some aliens a million light years away and they happen to glance in Earth's direction, they wouldn't actually see us here talking? They'd see Earth a million years ago.
Exactly.
That's because the light took a million light years to get there. That's assuming they have light-sensitive eyes and use them as we do.
If we could magically put a mirror a million light years away in space, then in theory, if we were able to reflect an image of the Earth that we could see back on Earth, the light would have left the Earth 2 million years ago.
Okay, David, it's theoretically possible, but there's one big hitch here. We can barely image planets 100 light years away, let alone if you times that distance by 10,000. But the other thing to contend with is the mirror itself.
The size of the mirror that we would need would be absolutely huge. And I haven't actually done the calculation, but it is possible that the size of the mirror would be so big and it would be so massive that it could actually collapse to form a black hole. So it's definitely not technically feasible at the moment. But in theory, we could actually look back into the past.
There you have it, David. I hope that answers your question. Next week, we'll be getting our knickers in a twist over this.
Hi, I'm Stephen from Cornwall. And my question is this. I always seem to go for a pee within 30 minutes of drinking a cup of tea. And when I'm using the toilet, I often say to myself, is that the same cup of tea I'm getting rid of? How much of that drink was absorbed into my body? So if I go for a pee within an hour of drinking a cup, is it the same liquid I'm getting rid of?
I've also wondered about this, so if you have any ideas and can point us in the right direction, tweet at Naked Scientists or join in the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientists.com/forum. Until next time, goodbye from me and the rest of the Naked Scientist team.